How do you see this game? Half glass full, half glass empty?
No, I see a lot of good teaching. I thought I was very happy the way the guy came out. They respected the game plan. They really came like freight train. They're tough game. I think the guys were, towards the end, mentally tired. And physically, it's been a tough week. So what we're going to do is we're going to back off. As a coach, you don't want to stress behind the bench. Like, you don't want to scream. You don't want to be tense and show panic. If you show panic, I've played the game. I know those game goes. I think we just lifted the foot of the pedal a little bit. And then when we tried to kick it more into high gear, then we took it on the chin. And we were scrambling to cling on. And I think now the legs were heavy. Guys were falling by themselves. And the pressure got on a little bit. I'm glad Jake made a great move. I thought we did good on shootout. And let's take 2 points. Let's take a step back. Let's rest a bit. And let's see if we can go forward to be better. I feel we've been getting better a lot since a week. Like a week ago, les boys, I was talking to you. And we didn't know where we were heading. I feel we're heading a bit in the right direction. Still work to do, but... Okay.
Is it a blessing that this type of game happened at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, they do. You got to learn how to win. There's puck management. There's still early in the season. And even if we were losing a shootout, I probably would tell you the same thing. There's growing that needs to be done. I'm glad we got the extra point. And, you know, they're not against division rivals. So it's a clean 2 point for us. That being said, you're right. There's no university hockey. You got to feel those. You got to, you know, and then that will happen down the road. It might happen in the playoff. Then we can learn from all those things. I don't think the guys were selfish. I didn't feel that. I didn't think the guy were not caring. I just felt we left the pedal. And like I told the media in French, if I could at 4-0 make them sign a deal, the sheet off, and we would be done with the game, I think they would have said yes tonight. They didn't worry like about going to get the points, and it was just about the game kind of wore them down a bit tonight. And then there's a lesson to learn that you can lift it up.
How did you go about deciding the order for the shootout tonight?
We practice. You know what? We've come with strategy. We've doing video. We have a plan. And I feel our guys, even if they didn't score, they give themselves chance. With the plan we worked on, which we did together, and we've worked at it yesterday between you and I. We've worked at it yesterday, and I feel that, you know, although we scored maybe in the 6 or 7, but everybody had a plan, and puck was rolling. The ice wasn't very good, and Jake Evans, this is his first. He was very, very below average last year in a shootout. We've worked at it with him, made a great move tonight, and to get the win. So they're pros. Now they need to... reset, eat, sleep. Let's talk tomorrow and we'll go forward. I'm interesting to see how they're going to be in the weekend. I'm interesting to see how we play through this tough weekend coming up in tough week.
I want to ask you about Michael McCarron. You mentioned some stuff about him in French. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just ask about the fact you gave him an A yesterday as an alternate captain. I was just curious.
Well, he was an assistant captain last year. I like him. I think Mac was a tough game for him to come in. We get the lead. He takes a penalty, 5 minutes for fighting, plus a 2, so he's 7 minutes out of the box. Then he comes on the ice, and, you know, I mean, he hasn't played since December. You got to sympathize with that. And then the game was got so heavy and stressful, I think, for the guys that, you know, it was – I didn't feel that towards the end of the game was the right setup for him to be in the game. We'll reset. He's going to go back. We have 70-some game left, so let's relax and go about our business in the weekend, and Mac was definitely going to be part of it.
Just curious about the fact that he hadn't played since December and he was rehabbing from shoulder surgery and he had the groin injury to deal with during training camp. While he was rehabbing through those injuries, I guess more specifically with the shoulder injury that took him out of last season, how was his spirit like? What was he trying to do to keep himself around the team?
You know, he's got... I mean, I think when those long injury happen, you have to take a step back and... you know, stay poised and stay positive and relax. And then when you can start training, I think that's when I saw Mac last year, that towards the end of the year he could train again, and I saw some life and some pop. And you know, he came to camp in great shape. Too bad he got hurt there, but let's give him some time a little bit to get into the season.
And Mac, I was just asking him about the fact that some people feel that with the way that he's played and with the way that some of these other prospects like a Nick Suzuki or a Ryan Poehling may have kind of jumped him on the depth chart and in terms of getting opportunities to play with the big club in Montreal. And he basically flat out told me he just doesn't believe that. When you hear that reaction from Mac, how do you feel about that?
He doesn't have to worry about the other guys. He has to worry about himself. You are your worst enemy. You get up in the morning, the mirror is your worst enemy, nobody else. And he doesn't need to look left or look right. He has to look to himself, do his job. He's a different player than most players that we have in your organization. He's a big body that can play a physical part. And so let's give him some time and let's, he's still a young guy. Let's see how he does down the road.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you.
Thanks.